Welcome to Faith Boost, a message by Pastor Andrew McLennan.
Did you know that God wants you to use your time wisely? Hi, my name's Andrew. This is Faith Boost. I'm here today to boost your faith with ancient secrets that still work in the modern world. Well, we've been looking at Mordecai and Esther in the book of Esther, and I've been talking about the fact that Mordecai may have been unemployed, but he was definitely a Jewish dude living in a Persian empire, surrounded by unbelievers, surrounded by people that didn't know the Lord like he did. And we don't know his life circumstance, but when Esther got taken into the king's quarters or the women's quarters to be a potential queen, for a whole year she was getting beauty preparations. For that whole year, the Bible says in Esther chapter 2, verse 11, that every day Mordecai paced in front of the court of the women's quarters to learn of Esther's welfare and what was happening to her. He stayed busy. He stayed active. And I've been saying, look, you may be unemployed right now. You might be in between jobs. You might be a student who only works, only has 20 hours a week of study and you can't find a job to fill the rest of the time. You may be retired, you know, or you may be running a business and it may not be firing just yet and you've got a bit of time up your sleeves. Can I encourage you, well, even if you're full-time employed and you're the busiest person in your neighborhood, you know, in the world, whatever our life circumstances, our situation is, we've got to use our time wisely. Mordecai used his time wisely. He paced up and down. He paced up and down every single day. And now earlier I've talked about the fact we've got to stay busy and active, and we've also got to look after our bodies. We've got to be physically healthy and fit. The third thing I want to talk about today or look at is that we've got to stay spiritually active. You know, God's given you resources. He's given you a mind. He's given you a body, but he's given you a spirit as well. And all of us have to use our spirit. God has given this incredible part of our life called our spirit. And it's through our spirit that we actually know God. Jesus lives in your heart. He lives in my heart. He's filled you with his Holy Spirit. And we've got this incredible part of our lives called our spiritual life. But it's your responsibility, not God's, to activate that. Mordecai activated his life by walking up and down outside the women's quarters. You and I need to activate our spiritual life. God can't activate it for you. God won't do it for you. He's there. He lives in you. He abides in you. You abide in him, but you've got to activate it. Paul said it like this to Timothy. He said, stir up the gift that God has given you that came through the laying on of my hands. There's another great verse I love, and it's found in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. Let us therefore come boldly into the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in a time of need. That's New Testament. Just like Mordecai paced up and down physically outside the women's quarters, we got to pace up and down outside the very throne of God. Now, that's a metaphor. I'm not saying you've literally got to walk. Personally, I like a good walk and a prayer. I like walking and praying in the mornings. It keeps me awake. If I lie in the beanbag and pray, I may fall asleep. That's just me. Hey, you might have a special chair. You might have a closet in your house you go into and close the door. You know, you may drive around in your car and pray. Who knows? Who cares? It's not about the where and the how. It's about the fact that you do. Just like Mordecai paced up and down, let us come boldly to the throne of grace. Whatever your life circumstance is, the reality is all of us are surrounded by Persians. We are living in a post-Christian world. If you live in the Western world right now, we are in a post-Christian society. We are surrounded by unbelievers, and we can't just sit around and feel sorry for ourselves and get angry about that and hope and pray that the right president or prime minister gets elected, that somehow that will change it. It may not change it. You know, God doesn't need a president or a prime minister to bring his kingdom to the world. Jesus came into a world that had a Roman Caesar in charge of it. He was an ungodly man. It didn't stop Jesus birthing the kingdom of God through the new covenant, through Christianity. You know, and today in this post-Christian world, you and I can stir up our spiritual lives. We can stir up the gift of God in our hearts, and we can come boldly to the throne of grace. But we've got to be active. We've got to be diligent, and we've got to be energized in this area. And that energy has to come from you. That effort has to come from you. I want to encourage you today. Seek the Lord in the society in which you live while he may be found.
Thanks for listening today. Please like and subscribe on our channel. We hope and pray that you are inspired and strengthened by these short, sharp, Bible-based messages. We would love to know what you think, so write a review or comment. Pastor Andrew's website is i2aw.org. That's i2aw.org. If you've been blessed by this message, share it with someone and they can be blessed too.